Hi, it's Mark. I'm going on holiday, as some of you may be aware, just in a week's time. And I intend to use my iPhone and iPad to their best while I'm away to capture as much media as I possibly can. And I still want to record audio wherever I can. Whenever I get the opportunity, which I guess won't be very often in regard of personal audios, because there's a group of four of us and it might be totally ignorant of me to start chatting away and ignoring the rest. So, the problems I have, and I think I mentioned this before, and I did receive some advice and help. I'm asking everyone again that can give me advice on this. My intention before I go is to make as much space available on my iPad and iPhone before I hit the road next week anyway. And so the idea is to delete all the apps that I won't really need while I'm away on both devices. Only retain the ones that I think, like Audioboo and that, YouTube possibly, and some others. But the other ones, they're either free and I can re-download them, or I've paid for them and I can still re-download them for no additional charge. So I haven't got a problem with that. Then I'm going to delete all my audio files that I don't need. When I say delete, I mean I transfer them to the Mac or wherever. Photographs I can transfer to the Mac and send to my SmugMug account or to Flickr, but I'll probably send them to SmugMug. And that way I leave with sort of as bare as possible, bare bones devices. And so that solves that kind of problem. I spoke to Vodafone, my supplier, for my contract, and I spoke to him yesterday and I asked him what the deal was. Basically what they said is I have to turn off data roaming on both devices so I don't get hit with incoming. Sounds like something from the Middle East, hit with incoming. Even though I'm not sending outgoing. Okay. So I understand that perfectly, and that then means I have to use Wi-Fi. So that's the way it's going to be. It's going to be Wi-Fi. The charges... Now, I'll just permit me to wander back into the house and grab this little sheet of paper that I wrote down. Yes, okay. Back out into the sun. And so, for the iPhone, data is charged at £3 per megabyte for the first 5 megabytes, and then it goes up to £15 per megabyte. Oh, my, so switch off data roaming. The costs of phone text and that are irrelevant, it's quite reasonable to be honest. The iPad though, the data on that is £25 per 100 megabytes per day, and then it goes up. Now the problem with that is, and that's the reason I contacted him, I was quite concerned, because I have on my contract for my phone 500 megabytes per month of data, but on my iPad I have 2 gigabytes, and so I was hoping to use that data on the iPad while I was away. But according to that, while I'm away, it's going to be £25 per 100 megabytes. Now, you can do the maths on that out of 2 gigabytes. This is 100 megabytes per day. Which basically means that I can't use my iPad. Simply because the phone gets a better deal, although it's got the a quarter of the data usage allowance. It gets a, because it's a phone, it gets a far better deal on data. which is a real bummer, a real bummer. Okay, so I'm going to use Wi-Fi, and wherever I can get it, hopefully free, or as free as possible. Okay, so what I'm looking for advice on here is, what is the best way to go with this? If I record audio, record video, photographs and that, my hope was, in other words, to transfer this stuff from the iPhone, use iPhone to record it as much as possible, then get it into the iPad if possible, and then send the data up through the iPad. So the iPad's out of the game now, isn't it? Well, I mean, I can use Wi-Fi. Okay, I can use Wi-Fi for the iPad, which probably helps. I've just realised I can use that and get some free some space up in the iPhone. Yeah, that's going to work. But what I'm looking for advice on is, what's the best way to go about this? Wi-Fi in hotels, I'm not quite sure. I know I can get Wi-Fi in a hotel I'm going to. It's the same hotel I ran last year, but I never used the Wi-Fi, so I have no idea what the expense was. Where's the best place to hang out to get Wi-Fi? Does anybody know? I mean, I'm going to Las Vegas, but I mean, does anyone know? Do you get free Wi-Fi in, say, Starbucks, or do you get free Wi-Fi in any of the big brand places, you know, the eating places or bars that you know of? Or is there specific places you might be able to get free Wi-Fi or very, very cheap Wi-Fi on some of these branded stores, as it were, branded eating places? So any help on that, any help on to how you go about allowing me to maximise the media I can record while I'm away and not incur massive charges when I get back home. I suppose I should just set aside some money, shouldn't I? Holiday money, and just say, let's stick that in the other back pocket and say, right, okay, that £50 is to cover when you go over the top, because you will go over the top. Okay, I could do that, but it's also a learning curve for me. So it's not just about the money. It is about the money, but it's not just about the money. It's a learning curve. So it's being educated by yous out there who know how to work these systems best. So any help and advice would be greatly appreciated, and I'll bring you all back a sticky rock if you help me. Okay, bye for now.